With a capo up here on the 7th fret, even though I'm playing an A minor chord, it's the same thing as an E minor. So we are technically in the key of E minor and G. But as far as we're playing here with the capo, it's going to look like A minor and C to us. So we'll be seeing chords like A minor, F, C, G, D minor, things that you would usually see in the key of C. But because of the capo, we're actually coming out in the key of G. So let's start off with the intro. Here's what it sounds like. So let's start with just the first two measures. So grab a D minor. This will be finger one on the first fret, first string, finger two on the third string, second fret. Then finger three, you'll be on the second string, third fret. And these are all frets in reference to the capo. So you're actually up around here, frets 8, 9, and 10. But with the capo, we'll use frets 1, 2, and 3. That way you can move the capo around and learn it in different keys if you want. So the first chord is the D minor. With our picking hand, we'll play the 4th, 3rd, then we'll pinch the first two strings together, and then I'll pull the first finger off to pluck the first string open. And with my picking hand, my thumb is playing the 4th, index will play the 3rd, then my two middle fingers will pinch the first two strings. We'll have the pull off, then thumb will come back and hit the 4th. Then we'll go to an A minor chord and do this. And A minor is your second finger on the 4th string 2nd fret, your 3rd finger on the 3rd string 2nd fret, and your 1st finger 2nd string 1st fret. Picking hand, we'll play the 5th string with our thumb, then the 4th with our thumb. Then we'll pinch the 3rd and 2nd strings together with our index and middle. So that's the first measure. For the second measure, we'll have... Now we're starting with an F chord. For this, finger 1 will be on the 2nd string 1st fret, finger 2 will be on the 3rd string 2nd, and finger 3, you'll be on the 4th string 3rd. Don't worry about barring the 1st string with this F chord. I don't think we even use it in the song. I'm adding in my thumb, playing the 6th string 1st fret. On the recording, I think they're doing it with another guitar or a bass guitar. So if you can't reach that, just hit the 4th string instead of the 6th, whenever I tell you to hit the 6th. But what we have here is this. So you're hearing a hammer-on. So what I'm doing is taking the 2nd finger off of the 3rd string. I'll play that along with the 6th, or if you can't reach that, the 4th. Hit those together, then hammer the 2nd finger back onto the 3rd string 2nd. Then you'll hit the 4th, 3rd, then take everything off and hit the 3rd string open. Then we'll have... Now this is our C chord. And this is your standard C, where you have your 3rd finger on the 5th string 3rd fret, your 2nd finger on the 4th string 2nd, and your 1st finger on the 2nd string 1st. We'll start off doing a hammer-on. So take your 2nd finger off of the 4th string. With your picking hand, I want you to pinch the 5th and 4th strings together, then hammer that 2nd finger on to the 2nd fret. Then play the 3rd string by itself. So our picking hand will have to move so that our thumb can play the 5th string, our index can play the 4th, and then our middle finger can play the 3rd. So we have that pinch, 4th, 3rd. Then we have this. Now for this, I'm keeping the 1st finger on the 2nd string 1st fret. You can take everything else off though. Hit the 5th string open, and then hammer your 2nd finger onto the 5th string 2nd fret. Keep it there, play the 3rd string open, and then the 2nd string. And that's the first two measures of the intro. Here they are again. ¶¶ Okay, let's take a look at the next two measures.